ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Particle Lesson 8. Every list in Japanese has to include Japanese particles と、や、or も。
ようこそ、ジャパニーズポッド101の女子のレッスンへ。
Hello and welcome to the Particle Lesson series at JapanesePod101.com. I'm Jessie and I'm joined here by Naomi Sensei.
こんにちは皆さん。ジャパニーズポッド 101.com で女子を勉強しましょう。
So please join us as we study Japanese particles.So we covered the particle de in the previous lesson.
そうですね。We also introduced に and お, didn't we?
That's right. Can we hear some sample sentences?
Sure. 私は千葉に住んでいます。
I live in 千葉。
橋を渡ってください。
Please cross the bridge. So what particles are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn particles used to list objects, such as とや and も。
In the previous lesson, Keiko got lost in the park. In this lesson, she's going to join the barbecue with her colleague's family.
はい。佐藤恵子さんと田中さんの奥さんが話しています。
The conversation is between Keiko Sato and the wife of Mr. Tanaka.
はい。
In the learning center, you can review the particles that you learned in this lesson.
はい。問題は私が作りました。
Naomi Sensei made those questions for you.
はい。
So please go to the learning center to check out the questions and let her know what you think of them.
よろしくお願いします。I'll be waiting for your comments.
Let's listen to the conversation.
ソーセージと野菜を買ってきました。
ありがとうございます。ビールやワインやジュースがあります。何を飲みますか？
じゃあ、お茶ありますか？
ありますよ。はい、どうぞ。じゅんくんは？
お水。
お水？
すみません。うちの子、ジュースもお茶も好きじゃなくて。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ソーセージと野菜を買ってきました。
ありがとうございます。ビールやワインやジュースがあります。何を飲みますか？
じゃ、お茶ありますか？
ありますよ。はい。どうぞ。じゅんくんは？
お水。
お水？
すみません。うちの子、ジュースもお茶も好きじゃなくて。
今度は英語が入ります。
ソーセージと野菜を買ってきました。
I brought some sausages and vegetables.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
ビールやワインやジュースがあります。何を飲みますか？
We have beer, wine and juice. What would you like to drink?
じゃあ、お茶ありますか？
Is there tea?
ありますよ。はい、どうぞ。
Yes, there is. Here you go.
ジュン君は？
How about you, ジュン？
お水。
water.
お水？
water?
すみません。うちの子、ジュースもお茶も好きじゃなくて。
I'm sorry. My son doesn't like juice or tea.
ジェシーさん、お酒飲みますか？
Do you drink alcohol?
たまに飲みます。Occasionally. ナオミさんは？ How about yourself?
嫌いじゃないですけど、あまり飲みません。I don't hate it, but I don't drink much.
でも、
バーベキューの時は時々飲みます。
Ah, so if there's a barbecue,、うん、then you might have something to drink.
そうですね。外で飲むのは気持ちいいですからね。
So drinking outdoors、うん、is fun.
そう。
ああ、わかります。
ですよね。
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use particles to connect two or more nouns.
You will learn the usage of the particles と、や、and も.
Allow us to start with the simplest one.と, which means and.
はい。
The particle と can be used to make a complete list of two or more nouns. It corresponds to the word and in English.
と comes after every noun in the list except the last one.
Right. Let us illustrate it with some examples. How do you say A and B?
A と B.
So the particle と was inserted between the two, just like and in English. Now, how would we say A, B, and C?
A とB と C.
So note that と was inserted between each word. Now let's keep going. How do you say A, B, C, and D?
A と B と C と D.
So again, と is put between each word. And this is different from English.、
Mm.
In English, we put the word and only between the last two nouns. But in Japanese, と comes after every noun except the last one. So now can we hear a sample sentence?
Sure.ハンバーガーとポテトとコーラをください。
Could I have a hamburger, french fries, and a coke, please?
ハンバーガーとポテトとコーラ。
A hamburger, french fries, and a coke.
This と is translated as and, but と also has the meaning of together or with.
Mm, exactly. The particle と is also used to show involvement, that an action was done together with someone.This corresponds to together or with in English.
そうです。Here's the sample sentence. John は陽子と結婚した。
John got married with or to 陽子。陽子と is with 陽子。
そうです。Right. Of course, you can also say John と陽子は結婚した。
John and 陽子 got married. Just a different way of saying the same thing, right?
そうです。同じことです。
On to the next particle.
や.
The particle や is also used to connect two or more things in a list.
But a list that uses や is not a complete list.
That's right. When や is used, it shows that the list is only partial.
Mm.
It corresponds to A and B and so on, or things like A and B in English. Why don't we compare a sentence with と and a sentence with や?
Good idea. 靴とカバンを買いました。
I bought shoes and a bag.
靴やカバンを買いました。
I bought things like shoes and a bag, among other items. 靴とカバン means shoes and a bag. So the sentence
靴とカバンを買いました
means that the only things that the speaker bought were shoes and a bag. On the other hand, 靴やカバン means shoes and a bag, among other things. So the sentence
靴やカバンを買いました
implies that the speaker bought other items as well.
Sometimes we use など,
etc.
at the end of the list for emphasis. For example, 靴やカバンなどを買いました。
I bought shoes, a bag, etc.
Of course, など can only be used with や, not と. So be careful.
Okay, so what's the last particle we're covering?
も. We are going to look at the structureA も B も.
In lesson 1, you learn the particle も, which means also or to. In this lesson, you'll learn a construction that uses this particle も. This construction, A も B も, corresponds to both A and B, or neither A nor B in English. For example,
私の父も母も歌手です.
Both my father and my mother are singers. So please notice that in the A もB も structure, も follows every noun, including the last one.
Right. Not 父も母, but 父も母も.
Can we use も more than twice?
Yeah. Yes, you can. For example, 父も母も兄も歌手です.
My father, my mother, and my brother are singers. So, Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Can you tell us how the A も B も structure is different from just using と?
Mm.
Because you could also say 父と母と 兄は歌手です。For my father, my mother, and my brother are singers, right?
Good question. That's a really tough question, but I would say they're similar, but the A も B も construction put more emphasis on each item. Mm. You know what I mean?
Like, I see.
Yeah. Mm. Like, 父も母も兄も歌手です。
Mm, so if you're trying to emphasize
so,
each item individually,
right,
then like, you might want to use も。
そうですね。It's a bit difficult to translate into English, isn't it?
Mm, I think so. In that case, you might just use intonation. So something like, my father and my mother and my brother are all singers.
Mm, I see.
In this lesson, you learn particles that are used to connect nouns. Let's recap this lesson with a quiz. Naomi-sensei is going to read a sentence. Your job is to choose the best English translation. Are you ready? Here's the sentence.
サンドイッチやサラダを食べました。
Is this 1. I ate a sandwich and a salad. 2. I ate both a sandwich and a salad. 3. I ate a sandwich, a salad, and so on.
The answer is
3. I ate a sandwich, a salad, and so on. Naomi-sensei, can we hear the sentence again?
Sure. サンドイッチやサラダを食べました。
So do you remember? や is used with incomplete lists, so it implies that the speaker ate other things as well.
はい。
Okay, let's translate the other choices into Japanese. Choice 1. I ate a sandwich and a salad.
サンドイッチとサラダを食べました。と means and. So サンドイッチ and サラダ are the only items you ate.
How about choice 2? I ate both a sandwich and salad.
サンドイッチもサラダも食べました。
A も B も means both A and B.
Okay, well, that's all for this lesson.
Don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
We love getting comments.
Yes, we do. If you have a question, feedback, or just want to say hi, please stop by.
All you have to do is click on the comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
それじゃあまた。
See you next time.
ソーセージと野菜を買ってきました。
ありがとうございます。ビールやワインやジュースがあります。何を飲みますか？
じゃあ、お茶ありますか？
ありますよ。はい、どうぞ。じゅんくんは？
お水。
お水？
すみません。うちの子、ジュースもお茶も好きじゃなくて。